Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Giving Tuesday, and we're thrilled that Kate Trudeau is here with Shelterlink Youth Services. Big day today, and a big event coming up in February, too. Kate, it's good to see you.
Hi, good morning.
Kate, it was great seeing you. Last Saturday at Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey, that was a big night for Shelterlink Youth Services.
That was wonderful, yeah. I'm probably still a little hoarse from all the cheering, but yeah, it was a great night.
A fun night again. They were auctioning off the jerseys for Shelterlink Youth Services. The only slight disappointment is that I didn't get to see Kate on the go-kart on the ice.
I
guess
I know.
That was that malfunction or whatever.
It broke and I had to walk back hoping not to fall. So yeah, it worked out.
But a fun night, and hats off to both the Stratford District Chamber of Commerce and Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey for that. So today it is Giving Tuesday, Kate.
It is a day of care and generosity. And so we're here. If folks are looking for a cause to support, we welcome them to consider Shelterlink and the work we're doing to keep youth warm and sheltered in our community.
And I just saw on the Facebook page this morning, something like $50 can go a long, long way for something like this.
Yeah, so we crunched the numbers and it costs us just about $50 per night per youth in our shelter.
Okay, so you can make a contribution today, Giving Tuesday, and you help out a great cause like Shelterlink Youth Services.
Absolutely. So what we're looking for is 31 sponsors to give $50, and that will cover one youth per night for the month of December.
Okay, perfect. And, you know, as we are certainly getting into the snow, the chilly temperatures, the cold, we think about coldest night of the year coming up in February.
We do, and we're excited. It's officially launched. People can start registering, and that's another way to give today if they'd like. To form a team, you know, plan to come and walk, sponsor, you know, whatever people are feeling, you know, ready to do, where we welcome them.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's coming up for February 22nd. If you're thinking, no, it's a long way off, but you can register right now, get yourself a team together. And as we chatted with Natalie and the good folks at Shelterlink Youth Services, coldest night of the year for both Shelterlink Youth Services and Stratford Connection Center with United Way Perth Huron. It is such an amazing community event. And if you've never been a part of it, special invitation to be a part of this event.
Yes. And I did hear comments like, this is the place to be last year, and our community raised over $200,000 last year for Shelterlink and the Connection Center, and we were fifth in the country, so that's quite like phenomenal.
Yeah, it is absolutely phenomenal. So if they want to get registered for that, is it through cnoy.org? Is that the spot?
Yep. Or you can go on our website. There's information and a link to that. We also have information about our services, youth homelessness, needed items, any events that are coming up, and people can sign up for our newsletter.
Perfect. So you can keep up to date with Shelterlink Youth Services on this Giving Tuesday with Kate Trudeau and the great people there. But again, make a contribution today of all days on Giving Tuesday. Kate, anything else you want to spotlight with Shelterlink Youth Services? Getting to be a busy time as we head into the holidays and certainly into the new year. Anything else you'd like to spotlight?
Yeah, it is. It's as the weather gets colder, our shelter does get fuller. We were full at capacity last year, or over capacity at times. And so, just the general generosity of the community, I know, can come out and support us again, and the youth that we serve.
And as we've chatted also with Shelterlink Youth Services, sort of moving into also, you know, a shelter for young people at risk, but also as best we can, making that sort of a transformation, if you will, in terms of towards housing.
Yeah. We're a housing focused shelter. So that is our primary objective, is to really get them housed, get them back into community, connected with family, other services, so that they can thrive and, become happy, healthy, fulfilled adults in our community.
All right. So again, if they'd like some more details, great Facebook page, but if they'd like some more information, how can folks reach out?
Shelterlink.org. You can follow us on all our socials, so Instagram or Facebook, like you said. We just come on, check out our website. I would really recommend that, because mm-hmm. It's been updated and it's new and improved. So lots of stuff there.
And if folks want to make donations, you can make donations right now, especially.
Yep, right on our website too.
Perfect.
Easy.
It's Giving Tuesday with Shelterlink Youth Services. And again, be part of Coldest Night of the Year. That's coming up in February. We so look forward to that. Kate Trudeau with Shelterlink Youth Services. Thanks again, Kate. And we'll see you in that go-kart next time for sure.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, I'll be there. Thank you so much.